You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are with Jeffrey Lakes, once again, founder of CardsCashRewards.com, a company that develops and markets gift cards for small retailers, brands, and much more. Jeffrey, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you back with us as well. So tell us again, for those that may have missed the last time you were with us, what is the ultimate goal of CardsCashRewards.com?
Well, Eric, first, I just love how this answer evolves as we get deeper into the mix of gift cards. Our goal is to help small retailers close the disparity between them, big box, and online retailers so that all that's good with consumers shopping local can resonate throughout the economy. I recently read an article that says if each U.S. household spends $10 with local retailers, the impact would exceed $9.3 billion. Well, Eric, in CardCashRewards.com speak, if each U.S. household spends $25 on gift cards by local retailers, the impact would exceed $23.25 billion. I think it's safe to say that would close the gap between these three types of retailers significantly.
I understand you are buying and selling small retailer gift cards. Can you get into this a little further?
Definitely. Well, first, to help small retailers, I have to connect with them. And I can't think of a better way to connect with them than to buy something from them. So I've set a goal for buying 20,000 $25 gift cards to the tune of $500,000, not only to favorably impact the small retailer landscape, but also to meet the burgeoning demand of those consumers looking for gift cards offered by small local retailers. Even more, we're also providing promotional support for each small retailer that we buy those $25 gift cards from, particularly with social sharing and with media content that creates local to national buzz for those retailing partners.
Now, your company has a new tagline, the best way to gift cards. What does this actually mean?
Well, thanks. As we move deeper into digital commerce, the best way to gift cards is when gift cards flow directly from the retailer to the end user. Eric, even though the gift cards are a $120 billion industry in the U.S., most gift card sales continue to play out as three-party transactions. Well, that's great on many levels for any industry that depends on volume to thrive. However, it's counterproductive to the economy. And one way this bears itself out is the fact that there is a very lucrative gift card exchange marketplace. Well, what's wrong with exchanging gift cards for cash? Nothing, unto itself at least, but it is detrimental to the economy when gift cards sell significantly below their load-on value after the original gift card recipients are taken out of the consumer loop with less to spend than they were originally gifted.
Today we're joined by Jeffrey Lakes, founder of CardsCashRewards.com, a company that develops and markets gift cards for small retailers, brands, and much more here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jeffrey, tell us, what is Gift Cards 2.0 and how is that different from the 1.0 version that's done very well so far?
Well, Gift Cards 2.0 brings the best way to gift cards into full bloom by taking the boundaries off gift cards as a one card, one merchant product. Eric, I'm simply amazed that more retailers are not recognizing the long-term strategic benefits of partnering with non-competitive retailers to extend their market reach and redemption capacity. Gift Cards 2.0 not only anchors the formation of the Ultimate Gift Card Network and Marketplace, but also the One Card Multi-Merchant product we're rolling out very soon. Gift Card 2.0 also acknowledges that consumer behaviors are shifting and looks to meet consumers where they live on the fast track of digital commerce.
Certainly made some advancements since the last time we've spoken without a question. Now, how does CardsCashRewards.com help startups, brands, and online retailers in addition to small local brick-and-mortar retailers?
Yeah, Cards Cash Rewards helps each to acquire and retain what I call ready-to-spend customers to their respective business types. However, for each type, there are additional benefits. For startups, we major on positioning them to accelerate their cash flow, which ultimately puts them in the black faster, thereby making them look and perform better for investors. For brands, we're infusing customer retention capabilities into their mix that are often difficult for brands to achieve. This ultimately positions them to lower their customer acquisition costs, which typically recur. And for retailers, particularly small retailers, simply selling 5 gift cards daily can easily transform them from having to leverage future credit card sales to access capital into a more flush, cash-flowing business capable of creating and sustaining more jobs without undercutting their profits for near-term fixes.
Well, Jeffrey, it certainly has been good to get up to speed on what you're offering through CardsCashRewards.com. What can someone expect by visiting your website at CardsCashRewards.com?
Well, they can expect to see more information on how we're going about buying the gift cards and how we intend to sell those gift cards to help those small retailers. They can look forward to a lot of multimedia content coming onto our website in the near future, as well as some of the things that we're rolling out with respect to, you know, really just drilling down and helping small retailers grow their business.
Well, once again, Jeffrey, it's certainly good to have you and all the success, and thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure certainly ours. We've been speaking with Jeffrey Lakes, founder of CardsCashRewards.com, a company that develops and markets gift cards for small retailers, brands, and much more. And the website of reference, once again, is CardsCashRewards.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.